Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunnar in Cheyenne. And we have got a special guest with us on the phone this morning. His name is Jimmy Allen. And Jimmy, where are you at? What are you doing?
Oh, you know, just hanging out in Nashville right now, waiting on hopefully two cool things this week, a baby and a number one.
That's exciting.
Yay.
You can't just throw a baby out there and say and just move along. What do you mean you're waiting on a baby? How far along is she?
She's at the any day point.
Obviously, she's due.
Well,
that's
I
a
know.
Silly question.
I'm just wondering, throwing it out there.
I don't know. I don't really know when she's going to come out. That's kind of up to her.
Well, congratulations ahead of time. That's really exciting.
Thank you. Do you have a name picked out yet? Yeah, her name's Naomi.
Oh, my heart. I love that name. It's beautiful.
Same. Yeah, Lexi loved that name, and she kind of had that name for a while. So
I love it.
Love that so much. So we've been creeping your Instagram. You're having a jam session recently with Brad Paisley, Darius Rucker, and Tim McGraw.
We were stalkers. It happened, okay? Don't judge us.
It was a life-changing experience.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Sitting there, I couldn't believe I was sitting there, you know, with Brad Paisley and Tim McGraw. You know, it was...
Is that what was going through your head, Jimmy? Were you just like, holy shnikes, I am here right now?
Yeah, with three guys that were so important in my career, you know, watching them from Darius to Tim to Brad, and for them to be as cool as they were. And then, like, we're hanging out, and they're like, we should pull our guitars out and start playing. So we played a bunch of songs, and then Brad was like, we should make one for our socials. And I was like, oh, my goodness. There's, so, like, proof that I was here.
Right. So that, like, legit happens when you guys are just hanging out, being dudes, and you're like, hey, we should just have a jam sesh. That actually happens.
Doubt. When there's, you know, for me, if there's whiskey somewhere and there's a guitar somewhere, we're definitely going to put them together.
That's fantastic. I mean, it really makes sense.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So what do you think of, like, the collaborations, kind of the thing nowadays to collaborate? What do you think of them? B, any collaboration coming down the line with you jamming out with Brad Paisley, Darius Rucker, and Tim McGraw? Any of those guys you have any collaborations planned with?
Would love to get one, and hopefully one day in the near future we might can make that happen.
Okay.
Right, speaking into existence, you never know what will happen.
I like it.
Exactly. You gotta speak it. You gotta believe it.
Now, those are three amazing guys. You mentioned you'd love to collaborate with them, but what would your dream collaboration be?
Adele or Shania Twain.
Adele, really? I mean, it makes sense because her voice is amazing, but yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I love Adele. Those would be my top three. Matchbox 20, Adele, Shania Twain.
So if CMT were to do a crossroads with you, you'd go you and Adele. That would be something else,
man. That would be amazing.
And it'd be something nobody would see coming.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Or I could do one with Prince and get a hologram. So it's like a crossroads. Like crossing to the other side.
I see what you did there, Jimmy. I like it.
All right, Jimmy Allen on the phone with us this morning. New single, check it out today. It's called This Is Us with Noah Cyrus. And also, dude, best of luck with the baby. Man, it's Naomi coming out, and I can't wait to see photos on your social media and all that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
Jimmy Allen, I love you, man.
I love y'all back. Y'all be safe.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
He said it back.
I'm still laughing at the hologram prints.
Crossroads, crossroads. Yeah, it's good.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man.
Well, weekdays at 7:30, I call strangers at work somewhere in this great country of ours, and they always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will I get... will they say it back? All right, here we go. What happens when one dude calls another dude and asks about love songs? And then ends the call with an I love you, man.
Okay.
All right, let's find out. Here we go. This is the music section of a retail store in Michigan.
Music, this is Dave.
So I'm trying to figure out the name of a song. All I can really do is hum it for you, and maybe you can help me figure it out.
Okay.
I think Boys to Men sings it. I'm just a sucker. I'm just a sucker for love songs, you know.
Well, people love it. I totally get it.
Is that I'll Make Love to You?
I'll Make Love to You. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You should be doing like doo doo doos and not the
That's a good tip. I don't know. I was just kind of, you know, it was what was in my head, and I got it out there, and I love you, man.
What was that?
What?
Is that a mumbled I love you too? Yeah, let's listen to it again.
What
new? We gotta take that. That was a mumbled.
I'll give it to you.
It sounded backwards. I know.
I bet he was standing next to another dude, and he was just like, oh, no, new.
Here's a corner music store in New York.
This is Stephen. How can I help?
So I'm trying to figure out who sings this country love song. I think it's a duet. Would you be able to help me out?
Okay, I can try. Yeah, what's up?
It's your love just does something to me. Sends a shot right through me. Can't get enough.
Well, wait, did you try just Googling it? Like, literally just typing those lyrics into Google in quotes should pop right up.
All right, well, I will try the Google thing. I love you, man.
Yeah, do it. Of course, man. Thank
you.
Yeah,
have a good day. I love you, man.
Bye-bye. You too. Love you too. Bye.
That is why you never hear me sing on the radio.
That's the most I've ever heard you sing.
And that is I Love You, Man, Camel Country 107.9. Just minutes
away. It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Your dad joke is brought to you by Santan Hyundai and Earnhardt Dealership. What kind of car does Luke Skywalker drive?
What kind of car does Luke Skywalker drive?
A Toyota!
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
All the jokes this week are Disney related because Friday morning we will be broadcasting live from Disneyland. Lots of stuff going on down there. And like Star Wars exhibits and stuff like that opening up.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So that is happening on Friday morning. Today, though, on the way here in about 10 minutes, we've got your next keyword. With tickets on the tens, it's your shot to win a Camel Country Doubleheader Ultimate Experience. Hang on for that. 7:30, a brand new edition of I Love You, Man. I call strangers at work, and I always end the call with an I love you, man. And I do something on today's calls, on one of today's calls, that I've never, ever done before.
Okay.
You asked me off air if it was crying. No, yeah. It's not crying.
You didn't cry? Okay.
I didn't cry. But I guarantee when you hear it,
okay,
we may get a snort. We may get a snort.
Yes. Did you snort? You snorted.
I did not snort.
Dang it.
I did not snort. So that's happening at 7:30 this morning.
Okay.
On the way here in about 10 minutes is a college cross-country team that was craving some Chick-fil-A last week. They went to what I consider extreme measures to get their hands on a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh, boy.
Wait to hear this story. It's coming up here in about 10 minutes on Camel Country 107.9. All right, listen to this audio. This is a dude in Brazil doing a spot-on imitation of a motorcycle horn.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Some random talent he's got. I don't know. Here we go.
Zina, lá do Sergipe.
Por quê?
Isn't that good?
That's amazing.
Just like a random talent. You impressing people with that?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Hey, sweetheart, listen to this.
How is he even doing that?
I don't know. He's doing it with his mouth.
I can't even do that.
It's impressive.
That's crazy.
Do you have a random talent?
No. I'm so
no
boring.
Talent at all?
I mean, I have talents. Like, I can play the flute, but it's not a random talent.
Well, you're one up on me.
That's true.
I can't do any of that. Kidding me?
I mean, there's things that I've taken time to be able to, you know, carve out a talent, but yeah. Nothing that I just can do.
You have a random talent, JP?
I can laugh like Seth Rogen.
Okay, go ahead.
Gunner and Cheyenne, you are hilarious.
Jader's got a random talent, I hear. What's your random talent, dude?
I can say the alphabet backwards.
You can say the alphabet backwards.
Faster than I can say it forwards.
Okay, okay. Go.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHGFEDCBA.
Okay. That's it?
How did you?
I feel like you missed a lot of letters.
You feel like you did.
Yeah. It was so fast.
So do you just random? How do you do that? How do you discover you have that talent?
I could not tell you. I don't know where I learned it, when I learned it, but I learned it somewhere, and it just randomly happened one day.
Yeah, let's play it backwards because I recorded him doing it. Here we go.
Yeah, you see the fish cage. You call me now. You be Chris. I see you be Chris.
Oh, wait, no, that was a part of it, the other part. Oh, okay. All right, this is the first one.
Yeah, ABC, the fish cage, you call me now.
I hear the ABC right off the bat, right? You hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, ABC, the fish cage, you call me now.
All right, do it again. Let's see if it's not just a one-off. Go ahead.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHGFEDCBA.
Why do you know that?
I think it's funny. I think it's great.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah.
What's your random talent? 602-260-1079. You can also text us what you're random. I mean, it's a lot more fun if we hear it.
Yes.
If it has to do with your mouth, you know, and sound effects and stuff like that. Maybe you bark like a dog or meow like a cat really good. Squeal like a hamster. I don't know.
Squeal like a hamster.
Or a guinea pig. I don't know. I remember my dad, when he would like juice, he had like the juicer, right? And he'd juice, and then the stuff that comes out the back, he would give it to the hamster.
Right.
So whenever he heard the juicer, he's like, he's going off. It's the funniest thing. All right, looking for random talents that you got. 602-260-1079. We got on this conversation because we played some audio from a dude in Brazil that just does a spot-on horn impersonation.
Yes.
A motorcycle horn.
It's amazing.
Like a motorcycle horn. Listen to this.
I don't even know how he does that.
He's got the high-pitched thing going on, and...
Yeah, I keep trying to think about it in my head, and I can't.
Like, can you do that car alarm?
Yeah.
Do the car alarm. That wasn't anywhere near what you used to be able to do.
I know. Well, I haven't done it in a while, and I didn't do, like, any warm-up.
There was something called the car alarm challenge a while ago, and people are posting videos of them screaming like that and then chop it at their throat.
You're going to have to, like, let me warm up because, like, I brought it up, right? And you're like, do that, but I had no practice.
You never heard that, JP?
Oh, man.
The car alarm challenge?
No.
I don't think my pitch was right
either. I know the one that goes,
what is that?
The car alarm that changes. It does different. That was accurate.
No, the challenge is you going as high as you can and then chop it at your throat.
And it sounds like the...
And it cuts like that.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
I'll practice it here in a minute.
Practice that and see if you can't get it a little higher because you've done it better than that.
Oh, I've done it much better than that.
Random talents. David, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
I got to hear your random talent, man. What do you do?
As a donkey, once they've done a work.
You can make the sound of a donkey.
I can make a real Adam myself, sure.
Okay.
Hey.
All right, go for it.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I'm driving, so I got to be real careful doing this.
That was actually really good. You got the really high-pitched squeal in there.
That was amazing.
I thought the horn was way cool, though.
The horn? Yeah, I know, right?
That little beep? That was awesome.
One more time. One more time. That is so good.
How did you discover that you can do that?
Oh, years and years and years ago, when I was growing up as a kid, there was this guy in the backyard that lived next door to us. He'd sit in the backyard and get drunk. I was like in sixth, seventh grade. And I started mimicking him, and once I started learning how to mimic him, I used to play games with him a lot. He would be so drunk, he's looking around, and it was.
I hear a donkey, but I don't see one.
Right. It's so funny.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.